Holly G with the Golf Insiders for our 2022 For Your Game segment. We're kicking off the new year with one of our favorites, LPGA Hall of Famer and the creator of Golf 8.5, the simplest way to a classic swing, Kay McMahon, joining me today. Hey, Kay.
Hey, Holly. It's nice to be with you.
Well, it really is fun because actually I just finished a lesson with you, Kay. So I'm kicking my golf game off on the right track, or at least I'm hoping to. But I want to kind of break down our lesson today because I think it would be very valuable to my listeners. Because even myself, having, you know, played the game for more years than I want to admit, started as a junior golfer at age 9, but now having played 40+ years, you know, there's still stuff to work on, right?
Well, you say you're kicking off the new year, but you're trying to kick your game up to the next level is what you really want to do. So I think it's great. It's a new year's resolution for you. So we had a good lesson out in the sunshine here at Mission Inn Resort.
Beautiful Mission Inn.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Oh, nice day in Howie in the Hills.
Yeah. So, you know, I think this is, there's often people, you know, want to break through certain levels with their game. And you were telling me that you had been working with a golfer who had been a 7 handicap. She was creeping up to like a 14 and now is a 2 handicap. So, you know, you can teach old dogs new tricks. And also there's always another level you can take your game if, you know, you're willing to work on it a little bit. And today, in particular, I have fought something in my swing, I'm going to say maybe for 10 years. Now, granted, as, you know, I've gotten busier and busier, not as much time to dedicate to the practice side of things. But, you know, I've had a nasty little thing called the S word.
You don't want to say it. I've witnessed this. Sorry, I've interrupted, but yes, she was shanking it. We'll whisper it. Well, she was shanking it.
So now, what did you call it? Poor contact.
It was poor contact, yeah. So we had very poor contact. There's another polite way of saying that in polite company.
But I've had, you know, and this happened last week. I was playing, got one of my best rounds going, hitting the ball beautifully, get to, you know, the 15th hole, and I'm pulling out the pitching wedge, and four right, there she goes, triple bogey, down the tubes. So it happens to the best of us, Kay. But we want to work on that today because I'm determined to get this out of my swing.
Well, let me, before we go into that a little bit, but when we started out today, you said I'd get over the shot. I don't know what to do. I don't know where the club should be. But you were operating out of fear.
Oh, total fear. Panic. Right. More than fear.
Because you're afraid it's going to happen again. So then you had more than 1,001 things running through your head of what to fix. And I understand that. And people, when they do get the shanks, okay, we can say that, they don't know really what's happening. And it can be pretty scary because you get over it and you think it's going to happen again. And it's not fun because obviously it's not the direction you want the ball to be going in. And you're looking at a triple or a quad. So if I can go back to our lesson a little bit.
Please.
We looked at several swings and a couple were those ones to the right, as you said. A couple were very straight, good little 8 irons out there. Not little, there were good 8 irons out there. And you were going, well, it should be the swing plane. It's this. It's too far inside. It's too far over the top. It's too far this. And if we looked at both swings,
I'm taking it inside. I'm coming over the top.
You had a zillion things going through. You had a long grocery list of things that was going on. So,
and an empty cart.
That's exactly right. An empty cart. So as we looked at the swings, and you put them side by side in the video, you didn't know which one was which one. In other words, we saw a good solid hit and we showed then the shank. And
they looked identical for the most part.
For the most part. Exactly.
In terms of fundamentals.
And so what did we point out? What was the one major difference?
The club head.
Right. The club headed impact. One was square and one was almost 90 degrees shut. And so as we did this in slow motion, we went, that's why it hits the hosel. So when you hit a hosel, which is round, or the neck to a round golf ball, you never know where
it's not pretty.
You don't know where it's going to go. We need to hit the flat face. So if I can say this, we went back to, you had a lot of advice from some other people. We went back to basics. Can you tell me what the basic was?
My grip.
Got it. Very good. You pass.
Which you always come back to, Kay. I've learned more about, you know, we know it's grip, it's alignment. I mean, you got to go back to stance, the basic basics.
Right. So we went right back to grip because the grip is really what controls the club head. You can talk about swing plane, you can talk about all this stuff, but if you don't have control of the handle of your grip, so you had also always heard light grip pressure. Hold it like a bird, but you haven't held a bird in since you were probably 9 years old, if even then. So we talked about, it's not about the pressure, it's that the pressure is incorrect when it's incorrectly placed in your hand or not in your fingers. And I can't emphasize fingers enough. It's vital. If you place it in your fingers, it's the appropriate pressure, which should be tighter. Okay, but if you don't have it in your hand correctly, you will have tight, tight pressure. And then people always say light pressure. No, it's incorrect in your fingers. But I'm going to ask you some questions here. I'm putting you on the spot. So we've worked before on your left hand, which is your top hand, because you're a right-handed golfer. But today we worked on what?
My right hand.
And particularly what part of your right hand?
My thumb and my first finger and the pressure between those two on the grip.
Right. So they needed to be in opposition is what we call them. And in opposition meaning that they have to be pinching the club between those two, between the fingertip and your right thumb. Which made a huge difference. And all of a sudden you said to me, my left hand feels stronger, but we didn't change the left hand. It was kind of really fascinating. And what happened after that, you hit 10 shots straight in the air and straighter and as solid as can be. Now, the reason that that's also so important is that at the top of your swing, your right thumb and your right index finger are now under the club. So they're like clamps and they're going to hold it and give you better pressure or better control, I'll say, at the top of your swing.
But because that was something else I was feeling, that I was losing, that was what I was feeling, losing my club at the top of the swing, which actually I was, but I had all these other ideas about why, other than the very basic one that you corrected, which was my grip and my grip pressure.
Right. And so once we did that, I said, you're probably going to feel a little cramp in your hand, but you actually didn't do that. And we also then kept making you do your grip with the club up in the air without the club being on the ground. So you're now looking at the grip right side up rather than if the club's on the ground, you're looking at it upside down. So you can also then see where the club face was square to begin with. So again,
yes, and I picked up on the fact that even when I was gripping the club, once it was in front of me, and basically you have people extend the club straight out at waist high, roughly. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, your left hand comes in from the side and grips the club. It's very natural. Then you place your right hand on top. But I noticed that I was closing the face right as I was doing that with it right in front of me.
Right. So you were already,
I was already
behind the eight ball.
Yeah. Trouble.
Yeah. But you saw it and that was the good thing. And I didn't even have to correct it. So in the way I tend to teach it, we really want you to be able to understand it or you to be able to self-correct or self-change by teaching from a point of understanding what's really going on. And so we got down to the simple basic fact. And after that, your impact area was much larger rather than this open to 90 degree shut by just because your right hand or the bottom hand is the closest thing, those two fingertips to controlling that club head. They're the closest thing to it.
Yeah, it's so simple. And yet, corrected something that I've been struggling with. And believe me, you know, I get to interact with a lot of top teachers, and everybody has their, oh, I can fix that in a minute. I can fix that in a minute. Well, okay. You know, it still has popped up in my swing over and over to the point where I just can't take it anymore. Okay. So another thing that also fixed was I was probably, you know, in my mind too, I had shortened my swing, which was also contributing to my feeling of a lack of power. And again, by, you know, having control on the club, extending it, and therefore I was able to get it back to the top. Didn't right. have to fix anything else.
Rich, we actually then lengthened your swing, which the length of the golf swing, the length the club head travels, then correlates directly into some distance. And the other thing is that you started hitting it more solid every time, which every time you hit it solid or center to center, because every quarter of an inch you're off the center of the club face, you're going to lose somewhere between 5 and 20 yards of distance, depending on the club. So it just, it's always interesting when people say, well, we're going to go back to the fundamentals. There's your first fundamental, is grip, grip, grip.
And it fixed everything. And it was, you know, very clear for me to see it and, you know, and fix it. So a lot of times I think, especially those of us that have played golf longer, you know, we really go down these tunnels with no cheese, okay? And that's what I love about Golf 8.5, because, you know, you make the swing so simple. And even people like myself that have played a long time, there was a flaw in my grip.
Right. And it's kind of fun because you'd mentioned before, it took you 4 swings. And you said, so that was about a minute and a half it took us to really fix that. Then we did a little bit more and we kept reinforcing it. But it didn't take long to actually change it. Because, again, if you come from a point of understanding what it's going to cause or create, it's easy to make a change. So it's simpler. So it's fun.
Well, you're here in Central Florida for the winter, which I'm so glad. And for, you know, my listeners, I know you've got some workshops coming up. Can't say enough about Golf 8.5, but share for my listeners if they're interested. Now, hear me clearly on this. Kay McMahon, she is one of the most accessible, highest level golf coaches in our industry. And she's here in Central Florida for the next 3 months. She can, you know, you can sign up for individual lessons, her workshops. Kay, tell my listeners how they can do that.
Yeah, and we're also doing personal golf schools, 1-2 people, workshops, one-on-one lessons. But you can find me at my website, which is Education Golf, which is spelled EDUKAYTION. golf.com. You see, you have to put the K in the middle of it. So it's educationgolf.com. The phone number's on there. You can contact me through email. And we guarantee lessons. If you don't like what you have to hear, you don't have to pay. So it's guaranteed.
Can't stand behind your product any more than that. Kay was recently acknowledged as one of the LPGA's top four elite teachers in the country. And as I mentioned when we started, she's in the Golf Hall of Fame, the LPGA Golf Hall of Fame. So, Kay, it's always a pleasure to spend some time with you. And thank you for kicking my game off on the right track for 2022.
Thanks for having me. And as I always say, keep your head up. Remember, it's all in the attitude, and we promise your scores will come down.